Yeah, not a long time till Christmas. So again, today, tomorrow, you got Christmas Eve on Wednesday, Christmas Day on Thursday. One of the things we like to talk about, I do in the early morning segment, is whenever we get stories about people and longevity. And I thought I had a story from Thursday. Maybe it was it Friday. Somebody about like 114 years old, it seems, if memory serves. And let me scroll back here and see. I thought it was Thursday, and I was not initially spotting it there. Here it is, Friday. Yes, Japan woman turning 114. So it says here, ask your smartphone the time in Japan. By the time you use this, she might already be... Okay, well, anyhow, this was reported on Friday. Happy 114th birthday to Fuyo Kishimoto. That's F-U-Y-O. Fuyo, I don't know, of Japan. Her birthday, it actually was a couple of days ago. It was on Saturday. Fuyo is the ninth oldest living person in the world. Again, I've said it before, but rankings that matter. We can have college football and college basketball rankings. We can have power rankings for the, you know, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. But what matters is, like, what's cool is, and rankings that are always changing daily, is who's the oldest person in the country? Who's the oldest person in the world? Yes, Fuyo turning 114, ranked number 9. The oldest living person right now is Ethel Catterham of the UK, who turned 116 in August. The oldest living American is Naomi Whitehead, who turned 115 in September. There's another American on the 10 oldest list, Bonita Gibson, who's 114. And we went and visited a 105-year-old some months ago here in Eau Claire. All right, so enough with that this morning. And then it's always interesting, like, what was the secret, right? So, okay, also... Next up for this morning, before we're working our way towards our Christmas devotional, but any today in history to bring your way this morning? Yes, just a little bit here on WWIB. A little taste of it, because this is the 356th day of the year. And in 2014, Joe Cocker died from lung cancer at the age of 70.
You are so...
Some of its hits include, with a little help from my friends, Cry Me a River, and this one, You Are So Beautiful.
You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me.
There we go, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. All right, well, let's turn to Steve Swenson this morning for our Christmas thought.
This is Pastor Steve Swenson from Providence Church in Rice Lake. If someone offered to write your life story into a song, would you ask that it be written in a minor key? Christmas carols like O Come Emmanuel illustrate this mournful drama that existed in a sin-cursed world waiting for the promised Redeemer. Truth is, an honest look at a fallen world demands a good bit of grief. But that bleak backdrop sets the perfect scene for a rescue. It's just like that dark Bethlehem sky that exploded with light and life-giving truth. In the same way, our dark December days underscore how awesome was the plan that gave us our Redeemer. And remember, that haunting opening does give way to hope, right? Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee. Oh, Israel.
The number of the day is huge. See if I can get this now. It is 2 billion. I'm not talking about the debt here. 766 million. That's the number. 2 billion, 766 million. That is the number of pizzas you'd need if you held a pizza party for everyone in the world. Did somebody ask this question? This assumes each person's eating 3 slices. There are currently 8.3 billion people in the world. So if you're planning a pizza party for everybody in the world, there you go. I have famously said, and my daughter Elena reminded me this recently, that I think it would be kind of interesting to meet everyone in the world. WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you. Weekend recap. And again, if you're out there this morning, a lot of two-hour school delays. We've run through the list for you a lot of times. And also, be careful. Walkways, roadways, if you would. For my wife and I, Friday night, enjoyed some baked fish and some, you know, TV time and hanging out with our dogs. Then Saturday, as usual for me, starts with breakfast at Randy's, 7 a.m. They open on Saturdays, so great fellowship around the table. Gotta say, though, Caleb, my wife was doing Christmas cookie baking featuring a lot of Mexican wedding cakes and peanut butter balls. Please don't call them Buckeyes. And so, but she left them out because especially you like to see them freeze some. And so they were outside in the cold weather, and we gotta believe that squirrels got underneath a blanket and plastic covering to eat some Mexican wedding cakes and some peanut butter balls. Not everything, but they got to some of them. So enjoy, and I hope that, well, we'll see what the chocolate does to you. Packers game on Saturday looked good for a lot of the game, but anyhow, that was disappointing. And then small groups and fellowship and church yesterday filled my Sunday.
Well, Friday night kind of started off my weekend. Very competitive, entertaining game. McDonald's Regis girls basketball for the top spot in the conference. And two teams that are expected to go deep in the playoffs as well, too. So I appreciate Regis and them hosting us. Very welcoming. And so that was a fun atmosphere to be a part of. A lot of people there. And then Saturday and Sunday, lots and lots of baking going on in our home as well, too, because my wife is in charge of the bake sale for the benefit for my nephews tonight at Barron High School. And so lots and lots and lots of baking. And you know what? I got some steps in, got some errands run, did some shopping. It was kind of fun. Nora and I went out and did some shopping together. What was it, Nora? Four or five different stores that we had to go to. And so just daddy-daughter time there, too. She was my little helper. And so out and about on both Saturday and Sunday, running some errands, getting some things done. Had an interesting drive-through experience, trying to make life a little bit easier last night and said, oh, I'll just run through the drive-through and get some food. I was in the drive-through for 42 minutes.
Wow.
The food was a little subpar, but by the time I got it back, the kids did not care because they were so hungry. So, yeah, that was that. You know, not going to say any more than that about where I was, but 42 minutes in the drive-through and just kind of a, sorry. So that was a little different. I'm not going to harp on the Packers game. That was extremely disappointing. But we're on to the Ravens now, and maybe we'll get to play the Bears again.
So, hopefully.
There you go.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Great to have you with us 3 days before Christmas. And, you know, Caleb, here's the story. For better sleep, drop a few pounds. You've been encouraging us to do that.
Well, there you go. So I should be sleeping better and better when you add that to the MyPillow products as well, too.
I know.
So, again, the key to a good night's sleep, according to this new study, might be dropping a few pounds. It comes from the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
They found that dropping just 10% of your weight can result in a 25% drop in sleep-disordered breathing that causes people to wake up repeatedly during the night.
So, again, take your weight, divide it, and take 10% of it off, and it really, really could make a significant difference. On the other hand, people who are packing on the pounds increase their risk of having a stressful night's sleep. So, just seems like, hey, more and more reasons to get healthier, and if you're carrying some extra weight on your frame, here's just a little bit more motivation, encouragement to maybe go talk to my friends at Livia.
Yeah, do the math. When you say 10%, all of a sudden I'm calculating. I'm like, well, okay, I need to lose about, you know, 18 pounds or something. But, I mean, you've mentioned a lot of times this, you know, you felt like you lost a whole big bag of dog food, 55 pounds, with Livia. And I don't know, are you sleeping better? I imagine.
I really would say I am. Absolutely. Uh-huh. And, again, get my MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets added in there as well, too, which are on sale, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, kind of a winning combination, too. So.
Absolutely.
Want to sleep better? Drop a few pounds. University of Wisconsin, Madison, you know that's Badger research. So take that to the bank. There you go.
Well, are you a fan of Wordle like Caleb and I? Did it keep you busy this year?
I enjoy this so much, and I really credit you for not only mentioning this to me originally way back when, but kind of getting me back into it when I was like, oh, yeah, it's kind of interesting. But then, you know, we've had some conversations off the year, and you mentioned kind of, you know, your process, which I still use those three words every single day to start off. And I truly, truly enjoy it. And it's something a lot of times I do with my kids.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah, you talk about doing it with your kids. And then Connect is another game.
Connections is super fun.
Yeah, it's really, it's good work for the mind. All right, so the top 10 toughest Wordle words of the year from 10 to 1. Number 10 was November 11th. Gizmo, that was the name of our late ferret.
It's kind of funny that I do remember some of these as like Gizmo. And again, these lists come from those who've been searching for hints. And when Google's like, because they track everything, they're like, wow, a ton of people were searching for a Wordle hint today. It was because it was a hard word, apparently. Number nine, I do remember this one. August 8th, I didn't remember the date, but imbue. I think Lily helped me solve that one because she's the smartest.
May 30th, the eighth toughest Wordle word of the year was idiom.
Number seven was on April 7th, toughest Wordle words of the year. It was Hazel.
Yeah, just like the name. Number six, March 30th, quota. Yeah, a Q. There was a Q word, I think, the other day, actually.
Yeah, you don't see those that often. It was quilt, I believe, the other day.
It was.
Yeah, because I...
Yesterday.
I think I didn't get it till the end.
It took me till the sixth try.
Loris, July 18th. I do not even know what that means.
I don't either. Yeah, that would have been a tough one because if you don't even know the word, right?
Yeah.
August 14th, fourth toughest Wordle word of the year was Nell. K-N-E-L-L. Again, not a word I ever use.
A loris is a small nocturnal arboreal primate from Asia and India.
Thank you.
So there we go. Thanks, Google. Now it's tracking me for that, too. Nell, like a death knell or something. K-N-E-L-L, August 14th, was number four.
Yeah, and I think I just gave it one. That's, I'll give you the definition, though. It's the sound of a bell, especially when rung solemnly for a death or a funeral. So there we are.
So which one am I on?
Go on, do number three.
I wasn't paying attention. Kiefer was number three, August 13th. Top 10 toughest Wordle words this year.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, does that probiotic stuff? I think it's kind of a yogurty drink.
All right, that's part of your Olivia plan. Number two I do know is a biblical word, edify, from June 6th.
Kefir is a fermented milk drink with a sour taste made using a culture of yeast and bacteria.
I would have accepted what you said.
I feel like I was pretty close.
You were.
Okay, so now we're on to number one,
right?
Number one, top 10 toughest Wordle words this year. It was April 19th. It was inbox.
Yeah. Challenging.
There you go. All right. Toughest Wordle words. Let's see what they have for us before year end.
WWIB, where we are family. We are also your Christmas station. And we like to get... throughout the year, get you updates on Guinness World Records. This is one for this time of the year, Caleb.
It's very seasonal. Headline, man sings Christmas songs for 42 hours to break world record. That is a day and an extra 18 hours on top of that. Almost two full days of singing Christmas songs.
Guy by the name of Dave Purchase has likely broken the record for singing Christmas songs the longest period of time, 42 consecutive hours.
Mr. Purchase, known as Mr. Toasty, which is way better, sang at his sandwich shop On Toast in Gloucester, England.
Yeah, the previous record of 40 hours was held by someone in Nigeria.
Someone in Nigeria. How quickly we forget. Don't even remember their names anymore. Because now Dave Purchase, Mr. Toasty, has taken that record.
When you beat a record, not by a couple minutes, by 2 hours.
2 hours.
During his marathon, Purchase performed 38 different songs, which included both classic holiday tunes like Jingle Bells and other contemporary hits.
Did he do the Batman Smells version or not? I mean,
I don't know.
When you're doing it 42 hours, I feel like you really need to dive deep into the bag of Christmas songs. Over the course of his attempt, he sang a total of 684 songs. We still have him beat because we have over 2,300 songs in our Christmas music library here at WWIB.
Consecutively playing.
Your Christmas station. Let's get back to the music.
I'm in a store and I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing.